Quest for Truth, now part of Christian Podcast Community. Podcasts.strivingforeternity.org. Coming soon, watch for some great giveaways and words about other podcasts on the network.
bit.com/CPC contest.
Now, listen to this. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is your host, Keith, and you're about to listen to some Christmas treats. Now, with me is
Nathan Caldwell. Merry Christmas, Keith.
Yeah, and best wishes to our listeners as we talk about the Christmas story. And our final installment should be fairly short. It's only like two verses. But there's so much to say about it.
Oh yes. Today, John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, but I'm sneaking in 18 as well, because I can. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." First, we see that God loved the world, and God gave, and what he gave was a great sacrifice. Why did he give Jesus? He gave Jesus so that whosoever believes can have everlasting life. Whosoever. You know, Keith, today the world talks so much about inclusivity. You know, we need to be inclusive, inclusive. That is the most inclusive verse, as far as I can think of, in the Bible. Because whosoever believes receives.
Right. And anybody can believe. Everybody can believe, but not everybody does.
Right.
And there's a couple things to me happening just with verse 16. We'll kind of get it backwards. The goal is eternal life.
Right.
The possibility is you're going to perish.
Right.
Now, what decides whether you have eternal life or eternal perishing,
right,
is that we, something that we have to do. People say, yes, it's through grace alone, it's through Christ alone. But we do have to do something. And what is that? Trust. Believe.
Thank
that word believe can also be trust.
Thank you.
We have to
That's
trust
right.
that Jesus really is who he says he is. He really is God's Son. Now, why is that important?
Really,
because God's Son is the only one who
right.
can pay the price.
That's right.
And that's where we get, you know, through Christ alone. We can believe God. Jews believed in God. You know what? Demons believe
yeah, and tremble.
And they tremble.
James 2:19.
We can believe God, but unless we believe that Jesus paid that price, then we can't claim that price. We have to believe that that price is sufficient. And that's the only price that's going to cover my sin and your sin and the world's sin, because God loves the world.
And it's more than just believing factually that God could do it. If you asked, it's kind of like having a table, and I'd be like, or a chair. Let's say use a chair actually, and I might believe that chair can hold my weight. But until I put myself in that chair, Keith, it doesn't do me a bit of good. We must put ourselves into the care of Jesus Christ.
Right.
And it talks Amen. About that Jesus did not come to the world to condemn the world. So many people think wrath of God, condemnation. They really like to hit Christians with, oh, you hate, you hate, you hate. Jesus did not come to condemn the world. But do you know why Jesus didn't come to condemn the world? Well, maybe this isn't why, but I'll tell you this. Jesus didn't have to condemn the world. Because look at verse 18. We were already condemned.
Exactly.
We were already there. Jesus came to pave the only way out of that condemnation.
Yeah, and we are condemned already. We're already in the path to end up in eternal perishing. And God does love us. He will love us up until death if we choose to stay there in the dark, in a comfortable space. But if you use that faith, that trust, and you actually trust that Jesus, again, paid that payment, then that's the deciding factor. Now, here's another pivotal point here. Where do you get this faith from? Because our human nature is to enjoy the dark and flee from
right.
the light. Where do you get this token of faith from? Well, that's the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And so the Holy Spirit is in this verse too. The Holy Spirit represents that token of trust that says, you believe, but it's really we, again, accept that token of faith from the Holy Spirit.
He gives us your
eyes to hear and ears to see.
He gives us that drawing. You know, later Jesus said, no one comes unless the Father draw. The Holy Spirit gives that drawing. That invitation.
And here's the way I envision that. I don't know if your church has a bell, but if your church has a bell and you ring it, who hears that?
The people who aren't nearby.
Everybody that's in the vicinity hears that
right.
bell. That's like the calling of the Holy Spirit. That's like that Spirit's token of faith that He gives to every person. It's like a bell that rings. You're hearing that call. You're hearing that token of faith to get your attention. Now, you can choose to stay in your comfy home and not go to church.
Right.
And guess what? you're not accepting faith. There's no way you can use faith to accept Jesus because you're decided to stay in your comfy spot.
Right.
You are being called and drawn and curious to know that this is something special. I need that. That's how I envision, you know, how faith works. The Holy Spirit calling, the Holy Spirit giving you a token of faith to say, come over here, look at this Messiah. And
there's
once
something
you,
to this, yeah.
You know, once you're there, then that's your belief, that's your accepting Jesus' payment. I mean, to me, it's maybe I'm a worse simplifying a parable or something, but that's how I kind of envision how the Holy Spirit draws and calls people. We have the choice.
I claim no knowledge of how. I only claim whatever He does works.
Yeah. And here's the thing, too, and it's not part of this verse, is like you mentioned head knowledge. Okay, I believe I've heard this. I understand, you know, God and Jesus and cross and why He came to the earth and why He had to die. I understand. But I don't know if I'm saved. Well, the Holy Spirit has the power to transform. And so you will be displaying transformed life. Some people say, you're talking in tongues, or you got to have some other charismatic thing going on.
No.
If your life, if the fruit of your life shows a distinct change, well, that's evidence that you have, that you can be assured of yourself, that people who are other Christians who have you under their watch care can be assured that this person, they no longer do these bad things. They have repented. They have transformed, so to speak. The Holy Spirit, whenever you think you can't, He helps you do.
That's right.
Anyway, that may be a little extra on the Christmas story.
All right.
This is the point here is, why is this verse even part of Christmas? Because this is why Jesus came.
Well, if we're going to do that, yeah. If we're going to do that, then we better remember Romans 5:8 that says, God showed His love to us in that while we were yet sinners, dirty, rotten, stinking, filthy sinners Christ died for us.
Right. And going back to our first session, comfort my yep. people. In the first session, again, when the breath or spirit of God blows, your humanity and righteousness withers like grass. And that's why we need Jesus. Mm-hmm. This is why. Because the price is already paid. And all we have to do is believe, to have trust in him.
Yep.
So that will wrap up our Christmas treats for this year.
Musical tracks in today's show are selections from Handel's Messiah, presented by Protectors of the Book and Quest for Truth, life-truth.com.